This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. How many times have you gazed at the same plant at a nursery and labored over whether to buy it? It's big, beautiful, and blooming, so you think, that's the one. Well, think just a little bit longer on that. Here's a little dirt on plant shopping. Bigger is not always better. 'Tis better to bloom in your garden than in the garden center, and that little wilting you see could be a sign of a root problem. Look for plants with good color on the leaves. Look under the leaves for any possible insects. If you have one of those little magnifying glasses, bring it with you and take a look. Just assume people think you're really smart. Seriously, in some of the big box stores where plants are shipped in from all over, it's not a bad idea. Your local garden nurseries are generally more reliable, but there's nothing wrong with doing a look-see. I had a horticulturist from the U of M tell me that if she sees any signs of wilting, she'll tip the plant out of its pot and look at the roots. They should look white and plump, no yellowing or mushy spots. If there are, step away from the plant. You could also inform an employee so someone else doesn't buy a possibly diseased plant. They don't want to sell diseased plants either. The last thing you want to do is bring that problem into your garden. If you're looking for rare plants, check out the smaller local nurseries and check out local websites for charity plant sales. Know your site requirements. Is it sun? Shade? What height do you want? What color? Bloom time? In other words, make a list. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.